The basic experience of the world takes on a wholly different hue in our experience today than it did in Jesus' day, and can still be very different today from one place in the world to another. The experience of water and lands that suffer torrential flooding and parching droughts is very different from those who have a fairly predictable amount of rainfall throughout the year. Those whose water is murky and disease-ridden have a very different experience of water than those who turn on a tap and have safe and healthy water available every moment of the day and night. The same is true with light and darkness. The experience of light for those who can flip a switch and have immediate response of brightness and illumination is very different than those who must rely solely on the sun and moon and stars, aided by candles and torches. With candles and torches, there are many more shadows. Even with their glow, the flame is inconsistent, and there are places that remain dark. When Jesus is referred to as the light of the world, this has great meaning for the people of his time. Light was an important resource and was not always available or easily accessed. Jesus speaks frequently of the light and the dark, as did the prophets before him. The word light brings with it all sorts of connotations and emotions. Folks feel safer when it's light. If your surroundings are dark, then you feel much more vulnerable. It's easier to hide in the dark. So it comes as no surprise that Jesus says that the light is revealing. Jesus brings light to the world, both the world as a whole and to each of us as individuals. But sometimes we don't want that light. Sometimes we're afraid of what will be revealed. I've come to realize as I've grown older that I prefer brighter light when I want to read, but really prefer soft pink lighting when I'm looking in the mirror. Bright lights reveal more than I want to see in the mirror. Jesus said to his followers, "Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of light." There's a lot in Scripture about things that happen in light versus things that go on in the dark, implying that what happens in darkness is done in secret. And what is done under the shadow of darkness is done in hopes that it will not be revealed. Jesus says, "Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you." He also said, "Believe in the light, so that you may become children of light." What would it look like if we walked in the light and were willing to reveal us for who we really are? What if we were not uncomfortable in the darkness either? Anytime I hear the phrase in this passage from John, "Believe in the light so that you may become children of light," my mind immediately races to one of my top 50 hymns, "I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light." In that hymn, we're reminded that in Jesus there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. What would change in our lives if the night and day were both alike? If we were not afraid of the shadows of insecurity of the darkness, nor the revealing brightness of the light? Nicodemus snuck under the cover of darkness to visit Jesus. He was afraid to be seen by his cohorts in the temple leadership. Being revealed to be one who was interested in what Jesus had to say could have cost him a lot as far as his position and social standing. So he stayed in the dark. It was not until after the crucifixion that he came into the light. How much did he miss by not walking in the light from the beginning? Allowing ourselves to be revealed in the light and by the light can be a scary thought. We're so afraid that what will be revealed will be lacking or worse. Fear the light. Fear of being revealed by Jesus are shallow and groundless fears. Jesus doesn't care about your wrinkles or your bulges. He cares about your heart. Jesus doesn't want to reveal what is lacking in your heart or in your character. He wants to shine a light on us, to bring healing, and to reveal to each of us and to the world that we are children of light. Can you imagine letting go of those unfounded fears? Fears that we're alone in the dark, or fears that we will be revealed to be less than we should be when we step into the light. I want to walk as a child of the light.